You're listening to Martian Gardens, episode 926, hour number 3. My name is Max, and thank you for joining me for another hour of great experimental music. We heard, for our last selection in the last hour, hour number 2, following Haskell Small's piece from his settings, Lullaby of War. We heard Lullaby of War, part 1, War is Kind, the text from Stephen Crane. And following that, Eli Sigmeister, we heard from his settings of Langston Hughes poems, The Faces of War, from 1986, part 1, Official Notice. We'll hear music featuring poetry of Langston Hughes as well in this set coming up. We start, though, with Chris Brown from Mills College. We'll hear from his piece, Talking Drum, which features recordings of Live Electronics Network Ensemble with field recordings and environmental soundscapes specific to locations. We will hear 3 selections from Talking Drum. First, Mouthful of Fire, recorded at Market Street, San Francisco. Then Talking Drum, from recorded in 1995 in Montreal at the IC Festival. Then from Invention No. 4 at the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana. These 3 selections from Talking Drum run about 6 minutes. And this comes from Pogus Productions from 2001, Chris Brown, Talking Drum. Then from Langston Hughes, we'll hear Borderline, featuring intoning voice by Eric Mingus, son of Charles Mingus, and guitars and arrangement from Larry Simon. The text from Langston Hughes' Borderline, the poet, the 8-line poem Borderline, was first published in Fields of Wonder, a collection of Hughes's poetry, published by Knopf in 1947. This was recorded at Thundering Sky Studio in South Berwick, Maine, in April of 2012. Langston Hughes, the CD The Dream Keeper on Mode Records from 2017, made possible by Larry Simon. And again, that piece is called Borderline. We'll then hear from George Crumb, selections from Eine kleine Mitternacht Musik, a little midnight music, which is ruminations on Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk for amplified piano, as the composer describes it. And we'll hear 4 selections, the first 4, Nocturnal Theme, Charade, Premonition, and Cobweb and Peas Blossom, the Scherzo. That's from the Complete Crumb Edition, Volume 18, on Bridge Records, piano by Mark Antonio Baroni. Then we'll hear from Guy Klusevec, The Day the Snow Fell Upwards, from his CD Teetering on the Verge of Normalcy on Starkland Records, accordion by Guy Klusevec, and piano by Alan Byrne, recorded at Jack Kilgore Studio, New York City, in spring of 2015. Then from Un Drama Musical Instinante, we will hear French Resistance from the Dry Lungs composition, the Dry Lungs compilation, Dry Lungs 2, on Placebo Records, released in 1986. And we'll end finally with Don Cherry and a piece called Daggy Daggy from his album Brown Rice. We start here with Chris Brown, 3 selections from Talking Drum, from Pogus Productions, released in 2001. You're listening to Martian Gardens. Remember, the Martian Gardens blog is martiangardens.blog for complete playlist and other pertinent information.
The dark, dark green moon. Yeah.
Thank you. I used to wonder, about living and dying. I think the difference lies between tears and crying. I used to wonder about here and there. I think the distance is nowhere. Thank you.
Here comes the resistance. Thank you.
You're listening to Martian Gardens. This is episode 926, hour number 3. We just heard Don Cherry, Deggy Deggy. Well, let's see. We started with Chris Brown. Selections from Talking Drum. We heard A Mouthful of Fire from Market Street in San Francisco. Talking Drum from the IC95 Festival in Montreal. And Invention number 4 from the University of Illinois Champaign-Urbana. That comes from the Talking Drum CD on Pogus Productions, released in 2001. All these recordings are of live electronic network ensembles with field recordings and environmental soundscapes. And the details are on the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. And we followed Chris Brown with Langston Hughes, a piece, a poem called Borderline, featuring intoning voice by Eric Mingus and guitar and arrangement by Larry Simon. That was from the Dreamkeeper CD, released on Mode Records. After Langston Hughes, George Crumb. Selections from Eine kleine Mitternacht Musik, which the composer describes as a little midnight music. Ruminations on Round Midnight by Thelonious Monk for amplified piano. The pianist here is Marc Antonio Baroni, music recorded at Swarthmore College in June of 2016. This is a 2001 composition. We heard the first four selections: Nocturnal Theme, Charade, Premonition, and Cobweb and Peas Blossom, the Scherzo. Following George Crumb, we heard Guy Klusovec, The Day the Snow Fell Upwards, and that was from Teetering on the Verge of Normalcy, a Starkland release from 2016. That featured accordion by Guy Klusovec and piano by Alan Byrne. And we then heard from the experimental jazz group Un Drama Musical Instantané, an instant musical drama, a French group, and that piece, most apropos, was called French Resistance, and that's included on Dry Lungs 2, released on the punk rock label Placebo Records in 1986. This was a series of industrial music compilations arranged by Paul Lemos of the group Controlled Bleeding. The Phoenix-based skate punk label Placebo, of all things, expressed interest in releasing them, so they did. There were several of them in the 80s and continuing into the 90s, I believe. Dry Lungs 2, that was from 1986. After Un Drama Musical Instantané, we heard Don Cherry, Deggy Deggy, from his Brown Rice album, released on A&M in 1976. Yamaha Piano and Voice by Don Cherry. Acoustic Bass by Charlie Hayden. Drums by Billy Higgins. Tenor Sax by Frank Lowe. Electric Piano by Ricky Cherry. Music recorded at the Basement Studio, New York City, 1975. That was a great free jazz album from Don Cherry. Brown Rice, a piece called Deggy Deggy. We shift gears now with our last set in Hour 3, Episode 926 of Martian Gardens. We'll hear electronic music from Joan LaBarbera, Natasha Barrett, and Judith Exley. First from Joan LaBarbera, we'll hear the second 10 minutes of Cyclone from the early immersive music of Joan LaBarbera, released on Mode Records. And then from Natasha Barrett, we'll hear from her Subterra cycle, a piece called Sand Island, which is included on the DVD Beauté Decline on Empreintes Digitales, released in 2010. And we'll end with Judith Exley from New Zealand, a piece called The Cave of Tidal Sound, which is included on Open Space 16, which features music by Ellen Barkin, Judith Exley, and Mara Helmuth, released on Open Space in 2004. And the Judith Exley piece is for electronic music on two channels of tape with field recordings made at Makara Beach in Wellington, New Zealand. For complete details, please visit the Martian Gardens blog, which is martiangardens.blog. This is hour three of episode 926. I don't want to get too into the weeds here because I want to get these three pieces completely played, and that will take 25 minutes. Here is Joan LaBarbera, starting off with a 10-minute excerpt from Cyclone, music on Mode Records.
Thank you. always...